once thought to be a general fatigue that occurred as a result of lack of sleep or overworking or from prolonged bouts of stress, we now know that chronic fatigue syndrome is not believed to be really the result of any of these things, because the reality of it is with CFS, a person is extremely tired and they get a lot of rest, and yet their body doesn't seem to restore itself back to good health as a result of getting this restorative rest itself. So what they've found is it's just now believed that the CFS is probably the result of a variety of factors, causes that create this debilitating fatigue, and then again the associated symptoms. One of the ways that they're able to be able to recognize it as chronic fatigue is that the associated symptoms and this debilitating fatigue may last as long as 6 months to many years, depending on the person and the situation. And what is being found out is that they believe that it's tied to a dysfunctioning or a suppressed immune system, or compromised immune system. All of those words are applicable to it. But they really have come in and found out that it probably is tied to the immune system itself. They're trying to figure out what triggers the causes that would cause the immune system to respond the way that it does, and that's part of the mystery around CFS. The fatigue that's associated with chronic fatigue syndrome is so incapacitating that it prevents a person from working, maintaining an active quality of life, or even finding enough energy to just basically get themselves out of bed in the morning. In the United States alone, there's as many as 800,000 people, mostly women, between the ages of 25 and 45 that may be affected by CFS. The fact is that there's really no FDA-approved treatment for this particular syndrome itself. There are a number of medications that are used to treat the symptoms. However, it is literally treating the symptoms. And one of these happens to be antidepressants, which is, there's a change of thought at this point in time around CFS from the standpoint that it was looked at before as this general fatigue and signs of depression, and in many cases being psychological from the standpoint of procrastination and laziness. But now what they've done is they've really come back and taken a look at it. Part of the reason for that is the numbers of people that are suffering from CFS, and those numbers are increasing on a yearly basis. So it's something that has to really be looked at. What has been found in working with CFS is that because the medications really work with the symptoms themselves, that there's a better prognosis with someone if they actually look at alternative therapies rather than medications to be able to really deal with.